countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Yeah, there's lots of anger and shock among milk suppliers to Glanbia this week with news that from next year, they'll be penalised if they don't make an effort to reduce the flow of milk they supply during this peak supply period. To understand the significance of all of this, let's rewind. It's the 1st of April, 2015. EU milk quotas are lifted for the first time in 30 years. And James Bay is at number one in the Irish charts with Hold Back the River.
Try to keep you close to me.
Farm organisations say that up to 10,000 new jobs could result from the abolition of EU milk quotas from midnight tonight.
The lifting of the quota regime means Irish farmers are given the freedom to expand and increase milk production to meet growing global demand.
The quotas, originally introduced for only a five-year period back in 1984, have held back an entire generation of farmers and milk processors from growing their businesses. Now, that is all about to change.
And there's collective enthusiasm from farmers to co-ops to politicians.
If you drive out of a city like Cork at the moment and you drive through Mallow, you'll see an 80 million euro investment by Dairy Gold. If you drive up to Charleville, you'll see a 60 million euro investment from Kerry. If you drive across to Mitchellstown, another 40 million euros by Dairy Gold. If you go to Moor Park in Fermoy, probably 30 million euros has been spent on dairy research.
And then head towards the southeast to Bellevue on the Kilkenny-Waterford border. A new 200 million euro state-of-the-art, Glanbia-owned milk powder plant the size of two crow parks.
As can I say, as Minister for Agriculture and Food, as far as I'm concerned, this is the most important and exciting development for rural Ireland that we've seen in a generation.
6 years on, an annual Irish milk supply has jumped from 5 billion litres to 8 billion litres. The value of dairy exports has doubled, with Glanbia now accounting for 35% of the total national milk pool. But now, the consequences of rapid growth? Supply is in danger of pushing capacity.
There's a very, very challenging development for Glanbia that we're trying to address at this point in time.
Due to planning issues around the building of a joint venture cheese processing factory at Bellevue, Glanbia has told its suppliers to curb peak time milk production from next spring or face penalties. Sean Molloy is Chief of Agribusiness Growth with Glanbia.
What we have set out in terms of our plans, and there's two main plans, Damien. First of all, we've announced a voluntary retirement scheme to try and free up some capacity. And secondly, we have announced a peak management policy proposal. It will be a challenge, but we intend to work with our farmers to try and address the bulk of this challenge. We have done everything that we possibly could, and also we have invested and committed to more investment internally in our current infrastructure to try and offset the majority of this challenge. It's important to say here that what we're doing is we're not putting a full stop on growth. We're actually accommodating growth, which will meet the demands of the bulk of our farmers. So this isn't a full stop on curtailing the growth ambition. And indeed, outside of the peak months of April, May and June, there is no restrictions on farmers who want to produce milk outside of that period. We see this as a temporary measure. We are fighting to address the challenge that's in front of us here. And once that challenge is addressed, it's our full intention to return to accommodating the growth that our farmers would like to supply into us as an organisation.
Yeah, I don't come from a farming background, and I suppose we're new entrants to farming and we're new entrants to dairying.
43-year-old father of two, Jamie Keeley, along with his wife Lorraine, milk 120 cows near Tullow in County Carlow.
But we got the opportunity here to go into dairying on this farm.
They were new entrants to dairying in 2014, starting out with 60 in-calf heifers, slowly building to where they are today.
This is a good dry farm, so we're able to have cows out grazing here on the 1st of February.
The Keeleys are one of 4,500 farmers supplying Glanbia. Jamie says the Glanbia proposal is unworkable.
We have no intentions of milking cows over the winter period. Our system here is a spring calving system where we're compact spring and we dry off roughly around the end of November. The first week of December, we're gone dry, Damien. We're at the cow numbers that we wanted to be at now, and we did that over a period of time. It had been said to us that we could grow this cow number quicker than we did, but we wanted to do this in baby steps, so that's the way we did. But we're actually at the cow number now, so what we're doing on this farm now, we're getting more efficient to put more cash in our pockets, basically. So calving our cows more compactly and putting milk out the gate earlier in the year. By putting no extra cow on this farm, we're actually taking a hit in our pockets by being more efficient and pushing more milk out the gate in early spring, early lactation. We're actually going to get penalised for doing that now.
Certainly, Damien, this is a huge concern for our farmers who have invested in their farms, who have planned to develop their enterprises, and certainly this comes as a huge disappointment for them. Now, to I suppose as an organisation, we have put in place plans to try and address the bulk of that challenge, but no doubt, Damien, this is going to come as a huge disappointment for a significant number of our suppliers.
Like, I've had delegates from America, from Denmark and from Germany on my farm, brought to me by Glanbia, showing cows out grazing. This is the picture that was sold to us, and we put it into action. We delivered the product that you want. We can't turn back the clock. Lads, you have to go back to the drawing board and relook at this.
Carlow dairy farmer Jamie Keeley there, before that Sean Molloy of Glanbia. Well, earlier I spoke with Joe Patton, who's a dairy specialist with Chagask, and he first began by explaining how the process of dairy farming and milk production works in Ireland and why there is this peak milk season.
The process in Ireland, I suppose, is seasonal by nature. And I suppose anybody of your non-farming audience this morning that's looking out and thinking that they may need to get their lawn mowed for the first time this year will understand about grass growth and how grass growth is so seasonal. And I suppose in the Irish context, really grass growth dictates an awful lot of our system. So as a feed for cows in particular, grass is an excellent feed. It has great energy and protein and fibre and all the other nutrients needed. And because of that, then, really over many years, what Irish dairy farmers have tried to do is to sort of synchronise their milk production to suit the seasonality of grass growth. So they do that by calving pretty much all of their cows in the spring of the year. So they're very busy at the moment, or just getting over the bulk of calving through February and March period. That results in a flush of milk then, I suppose, in April, May, June and into the summer. And as you move into the autumn, those cows start declining in milk production and finally then maybe to dry in December. So it's very much a seasonal system. There will be some farmers, obviously, that will calve cows in the autumn, and they will provide milk for the fresh milk market and for specialty products. But more or less, the bulk of the milk production happens in the summer. And the reason for that is very simply that it coincides with the flush of grass growth available to feed the herd.
And Glanbia are worried now that there will be an oversupply scenario next year, and they do not have the capacity to deal with this supply situation. So they propose to flatten the curve for 12 months' time. Why is this difficult for farmers to plan for now?
Well, it's quite difficult to plan for because really that, you know, we've seen this with farms over the years that have tried to change their milk supply profile, Damien, and it probably is a 3 to 5 year project to change it in the first place. So the reason for that is that you must manage the calving pattern of the herd, which takes a couple of years to change. You must change maybe how you manage your young stock. You must change how you manage, you change the entire sort of management structure of the farm. So supply profiles don't change overnight for sure. But then there is also the other issue that for even though supply profiles can be changed and technically can be changed, the other big issue, I suppose, for farmers is that does come at a cost to feed cost. It also comes at a cost to their own labour input. So it's probably more labour intensive to milk 365 days a year rather than do it in a seasonal way. As I said, the feed cost becomes higher. There's also possibly an environmental cost to it as well, and even a product quality cost. So you know, while it's doable, and other countries for sure that don't rely on a grass-based system may would have a much flatter curve than Ireland, but there's a reason why Irish dairy farmers have chosen to try and exploit grass growth, because it is for them the most profitable system. So it becomes a question of difficult to change in the short term, and also possibly moving into a less profitable scenario for them as well.
So what is your analysis, Joe? Is this workable, and what's the impact on suppliers going to be?
Well, it's a difficult situation for suppliers, Damien, to be fair. One of the things we have to remember also is that, you know, even for the suppliers who produce milk over the winter period, a lot of those guys will also produce quite a lot of milk in the summer period. So their quiet time is actually in September rather than in the summer, which does make it, you know, it does make it difficult, even more difficult then to flatten this supply curve. So really, if you were to do what it would be required, that would involve calving cows in May, June and July period, for when for most farmers, that would be coming into the time of the year when they're supposed catching their breath and looking forward to a quieter time on the farm. That would be one of the big issues. So this would not be an easy proposition at all for dairy farmers to try and achieve.
And of course, then they would be coming into a situation where there would be no grass growth, and they would have to feed more meal to the cows.
Yeah, absolutely, and that is an issue that when you do this, you would have to change the entire synchrony of the system away from being able to exploit that grazed grass, which does require then more concentrate feed, probably more reliance on imported protein sources, for example. And that all has implications in terms of the cost and also the product quality. And there was some very nice work done over the last number of years in Chagas Moor Park, actually looking at the product quality of grass-fed and grass-clover-fed milk versus milk produced from conserved feeds and concentrates. And, you know, there are health benefits to the milk produced from grass. It's got better quality in terms of the butter. The flavour of the butter is better. You know, it produces a softer cheese as well. So there are a lot of reasons why grass-fed is seen as a premium product. And to move away from it, the capacity to exploit that in the summer period is something that would, you know, create a lot of difficulties across the industry as a whole, I would think.
Well, Joe, finally, we're looking at a situation where the impact on the environment of dairy expansion is going to come into sharp focus on a number of fronts over the next 6-7 years. Is this the beginning of it? Is this the beginning of a quasi-return to a milk quota stroke super levy scenario that we had for 30 years?
That's sort of in the discussion and has been touted, I suppose, over the last week. But I suppose we would have to say also that when we hear from Glanbia, the question is around a relatively short-term issue, hopefully. The one thing I would say on that, Damien, is that, you know, for some farms, and I think we have to remember this, that we're now sort of 5 years into post-quota situation. We do have to remember that the dairy industry in Ireland was constrained to the tune of about 30 years. So there was 30 years of stagnation, really. So the last 5 years we've seen in growth, which has been beneficial to the rural economy, that has come on the back of 30 years of being static. And it is an interesting thing when you think about it, that dairy cow numbers in the country now, believe it or not, are about the same as they were in the early to mid-1980s. So we're back almost to where we were, rather than having this massive jump in expansion overall. So you have to take a long-term view on the scale of expansion that we talk about. But one final point maybe on it in terms of the environmental impact, it is important to remember also that if we maintain a system that is pasture-based, that is less reliant on conserved or imported feeds, if we produce less milk indoors, we can reduce our ammonia emissions. The more milk we can produce from pasture, the more beneficial it can be for the environment. So, you know, I think that the disruption of our grass-fed, our grass-based system is, you know, that could be counterproductive, actually, when it comes to looking at the environmental issues around dairy farming.
All right. Very interesting indeed, and a great analysis there, Joe Patton of Chagas. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you, Damien. Thank you.